welcome back. I am not happy today, and I will tell you why, whether you want to know it or not. Also, Mackenzie is here for anyone who's listening and cannot hear. I was going to launch in the rant, but I thought, you know, maybe it's a good idea to stop and introduce everybody. And also Maddie is here, but Maddie's always here. So
I'm here. I'm still here.
Still here.
Are you sick of it yet?
Yeah, yes. No, Maddie never leaves. Maddie is always in front of the camera at all times. Mm-hmm. So for anyone who is watching, I have wet hair today. I have a towel on my head, and which means I don't get to wear my fun little headphones, which means my own voice is echoing so loud in my own head that I want to just cut my brain right out and with a spoon and throw it away or something. I don't know.
Times.
But so actually the first part of the day was fine, but because my doctors messed up my medication, some things happened that I have thrown my hormones into a spiral, and I'm just having not a good time right now. So that's probably honestly why the majority of it, but let me just take you through my day real quick.
Please do.
So we got a new puppy who we love. He is the best. He does not have a name yet. There are a billion suggestions and a billion ideas. However, if any of you lovely people have more suggestions or more ideas, we will always take them, because hopefully over the next like few weeks, we will figure out his name because we need to get him in training, but you know, we'll always take more suggestions. But we got a new puppy, and I needed to get him onto the lease here at the place that we're staying, and we're living, not staying. We're not temporary, but we live here anyway. I'm a little all over the place because my day's been all over the place. So I had to take him to the vet, obviously, because, you know, got to get his shots, got to get his microchip, got to get everything done. Did that. But on the car ride there, which I took my husband's car because my car has been dead for 8 months now, and I probably need to fix that, but I just haven't gotten around to it. So I took Ryan's car, put the puppy in the back, drove him there, and halfway, like not even 5 minutes down the road, the sky opens up. And it just begins to dump buckets of water onto us, which in itself is not bad. But then the lightning started, and then the thunder started, and the puppy got real scared. And something that I've just realized about him, if he gets too scared for too long, he will have explosive poops. Maybe 10 minutes away from this vet, which is like a 30-minute drive in the traffic that we were in. And I just suddenly get hit with this overwhelming stench. And I'm like, please let you just have farted. Please just have farted. And no, it was not. And I glance back and he's just looking at me like, I didn't mean to. And I'm like, I know you didn't, but it's okay. It's not your fault. I just realized I have not been recording that part properly this whole time. All right. Well, there's going to be a sudden change right here.
That's okay. Nobody will know.
It's fine. But we are, you know, we finally get there. I'm gagging at this point because I'm trapped in this vehicle and it's raining out so hard that I can't roll the windows down, of course.
God.
We get there. He decides to climb up into the front seat to get out of the door because he didn't want to wait for me to shut the door, apparently, because I don't know, he probably has some sort of trauma. He was a foundling. I'll tell you his story another time.
A foundling, I love it.
But so he scratched up part of the seats, which in itself, like, that just happens. Stepped on the lease modification that I had brought with me so that I could immediately then take it to our landlord and get that handled. Punched a big old hole in the middle of that.
Oh, God.
So we finally get out. It's pouring rain, get completely soaked through by the time we get inside. The visit itself was uneventful. The people at that clinic are lovely and amazing, and they are great. And if you ever need a recommendation, Starnes Clinic in the town that I live in, because everybody knows where I live at this point, unfortunately. Right. But. Mm-hmm. You know,
it just comes with the territory.
Yeah, you know, I live in Tyler, Texas, and 75703 or something. Anyway,
find me an old address.
Actually,
My street address is no. So the clinic was great. He had a fantastic time aside from the microchip. Get outside. I had to clean as much of the poop out as I possibly could, because there was no way I was going to suffer through 30 more minutes of driving back all the way home.
No. God.
Cleaned out as much as I could, realized there was some that could not be gotten out without some industrial cleaner. And then rode home, cracked the windows anyway. It was like, you know what? I will deal with this after the fact. Take him home, drop him off. He was very excited to see our Labrador, Bea. They were like, oh, I'm just so glad that you are here. I have missed you so much. And it was great. It was adorable. It gave me a moment of respite before I had to go tackle the horror scene in the back of Ryan's car. Oh, it was quite the time.
Wow.
And then I honestly can't. That's disgusting. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that this morning.
So that's why my hair is wet, because I immediately was like, I have poop on me and it is in my hair, because of course it is, and I'm going to go shower now.
Oh my god.
Poop related disasters, quite frankly, are my least favorite disasters. I would say right behind vomit. I can't do vomit. I would rather clean up shit than vomit, but literally it is second on my list of no-go.
Yeah,
not happening.
I hate all of it. So this happened on the way to the vet.
Yes.
Did they at least clean him up for you?
Yeah.
Luckily, so he is a very particular boy. He did not, like, he did his level best to not get into it at all. He was sitting on the opposite, like he was wedged up against the other door looking at it like, I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry that has happened to you. Step in it on like 1 foot, unfortunately, a little bit when I had to make a U-turn and he went flopping over into it. And that's how I got it in my hair. So, because he was like, I'm scared, God. Mother. God.
See,
I'm
getting
afraid.
In your hair is a whole other monster.
Did you scream and cry? Because that's what I would do if poop touched my hair or body.
I almost did, but I just sort of like went into this weird zen place of like, you know what? I'll just deal with this later. Like I'll deal with these horrible feels later.
That's fair.
Not now. Oh, and also our toilet chain broke, so it's running nonstop now and it cannot be flushed. So we have to wait for that to be fixed, which will be
a shitty day in the realest sense.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. My god,
interesting how many toilet issues you're having today.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's quite a few, and more than you'd ever think someone would be having in one day, but
yeah,
here we are, you know.
See, like in a rational sense I could be. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just remember.
If you're not watching and you're just listening, Brianna just threw up her hand like an opera singer because she had a thought.
Because it just occurred to me. I've had even more poop problems today. Bea, our Labrador, he pooped on the stairs for no reason.
Today?
Today. He has regressed a little bit, I think. I don't know why. And this was before that we even got the puppy. So I don't know what's going on.
Territory thing, or like a feeling each other out thing, but that's not.
I think he just gets so excited and so focused on I'm playing with the puppy, I'm having a great time, I'm playing with the puppy, that he doesn't realize he needs to go out until he's like, oh, I gotta go right now, because he also peed on the floor today. And while I was cleaning up the pee, he went and pooped on the stairs. And I was like,
wow,
that's a tremendously rough experience.
Yeah.
Shit, NATO.
Yeah.
I was just like, bud, for what though? Like, for what reason do you do the thing that you do?
What point and purpose?
Yeah.
And it is. It's one of those things where it hits him suddenly, I think, because there's no sniffing around. He just is all of a sudden like, I'm playing. Oh, I gotta pee. And just goes.
Oh, God.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I wonder if he just didn't develop a proper response for that. You know, like some puppies just don't. They just have the sudden shits and that's all they can do.
You got to let them out at certain times every day, maybe, and they'll memorize the times. But also, sometimes dogs get on each other's schedule and you have to like train them to be on the same schedule, almost like parents with twins. Like, this is how often we go out. Very interesting. I really, really keep wishing that I had my like spiritual meaning of things book on me, because like, oh my gosh, I want to know. if there's a spiritual message of shit problems, or if it just happens to be the day that your plumbing has decided in
there
dog
is
and in
a
home
spiritual
jacked up.
Meaning of dog poop problems.
Oh no,
that's hilarious.
But what is it?
There are a couple different potential meanings. You will come across unexpected fortune in the days ahead. It's just the universe asking you to keep your eyes peeled for opportunities coming your way.
Mm-hmm. Maybe on some stairs you'll find some money.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
perhaps you should direct yourself to use your intuition to judge the people and situations in your life. You should not always take people or things at face value. I don't know how dog shit does that, but there you go.
Well, thank you for that. Now I will be sure and keep an open mind and eyeball at all times.
That's fair. But God, that's miserable. Honestly, yeah. Like in the moment, especially when it's animal crap, it's like in my head, I'm like, okay, this is digested dog food. It's fine. Like, right. Is it horrible? It's gross, but like it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just the unending residual stench. Like no matter what you do, it permeates the air. It could be bleached and it's still in the air. I'm just like, ow.
I am not looking forward to trying to figure out how to de-stinkify Ryan's car because it I did my level best. I went out there with Lysol wipes. I scrubbed everything so much. There was nothing coming off of those wipes by the time I was done. But I'm just like, what if? What if? That would be my luck. What
if you find out, tell me, because the other day I slammed on my brakes and 18 eggs exploded in my car. So if you find out, I'd love to know.
Yeah,
I got in there
rough.
With dish soap and like a pile of wipes and any kind of Lysol that I could find, and it still smells in there. So apologies to anybody that enters my car or Ryan's car in the foreseeable future.
Sorry about that. But
delicious.
He is 100% worth it because he is the sweetest little boy I've ever, like, well, okay, not ever met. He's a different kind of kind than our Labrador Beowulf, who is just a nutcase and is like, oh my God, there's a friend. I will have a friend now. Will you play with me? Oh my God. Like he's a mess. He's a complete nuisance to other dogs and people.
Derpy extrovert.
Oh yes, 100%. But the puppy, who again has no name yet, we're still working on that. He is very respectful of people's like space, and if you know, he comes up and he's like, I want to give you a hug, and you tell him like no, and like you know, give him a gentle push away, he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just be over here then waiting until you just change That's your cute. Mind and you want to love me after all.
Cute.
I think cute, that may cute. Be part of his undisclosed breed that we will say is Labrador, because they seem to be like, we've had two that are that adjacent, and they seem to be like, I would argue they're fairly emotionally intelligent. They read humans really well.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about them.
Just as a little a related aside, where I'm living, the landlord has dog breed restrictions, and they don't, like, some of them I guess make sense because yes, those breeds, I guess, technically, historically have had some issues, but like, I don't know. I'm of the mindset that, you know, any dog can be bad, any dog can be good. And honestly, I feel like Chihuahuas should be outlawed because of how
monstrous. Those are never on the list.
They're
but
in the top three least tolerant dogs in existence as a breed. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. And because the puppy was a foundling, which our friend Nadine actually found him on the side of the road by himself, crying and lonely, and he didn't have a microchip or anything. And so we were like, give him to us. Bring us the boy. He is ours now.
If you're listening and you don't know who Bree's talking about, Nadine is a guest in our Will Smith episode, our American Girl episode, a few of them. So
yes, indeed.
Hunt her down.
Yes, indeed.
American Girls.
Yes.
That had to be. I haven't watched that one yet. I'm like cracking my knuckles because I'm like, I'm about to learn. If both of y'all are there together, I'm about to learn.
Oh yes, we had all of the knowledge. I think that's one of our longest episodes ever, honestly, because we were just like, hold on, more knowledge, also your experience, my experience, and then Maddie's like, ah.
I think we need to do an episode from the American Girl Cafe.
Yes. Ooh, please, can we?
A good time.
That would be, if we could get permission to do that, that would be the greatest thing ever, honestly. Mm-hmm. Pinnacle of my existence, really. Oh, but
it'd be delightful.
Oh, but yeah, the breed restrictions thing. The puppy looks like one of the breeds that is not allowed. I will show a picture of him or a video of some sort at some point in this, so I'm sure you can get an idea of what he looks like if you just look at his features and coloring. But I do not want to say it because, again, you know, just on the off chance that somebody from like my landlord comes across this, highly unlikely, but you never know. He does resemble that, but again, we have absolutely no way of knowing what he actually is. And with, you know, his ears being as floppy as they are, he kind of feels more like, I don't know. The vet,
regardless, he's a mix.
Yeah,
he's houndish.
You know, they really can't make you.
Yeah.
Get a DNA test or something.
Yeah, and the vet certified him as a Labrador mix. So there.
Ah,
there you go.
I had that done
probably
for Moose when
everything
he was a puppy
is part Labrador.
That's true. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, labs get around.
They're friendly.
Yeah,
they're friendly little Oh, what's the term?
They're kind of like having a Honda Civic, you know, like everybody has one or has had one or will have one in the future.
Indeed. Indeed. So legally, which I the vet's like, oh, let's try to figure out what he is. And I was like, well, what do you think he is? And the vet was like, I don't know. Maybe like we can just legally call him a Labrador. And I'm like, oh, okay, that works for me.
Cool. Delightful.
I mean, you're the expert. You see dogs all the time. So I will trust your judgment 100%. So
I've only ever had to rehome two dogs. And one was because my old lady dog didn't like him and he was too big. It was a Great Dane. He was too big for her. Like he was stepping on her and hurting her. And she was
a weenie
like,
dog. So it was just a monstrosity waiting to happen.
Yeah. Mm. She was like 9 years old at the time. I was like, I can't ask her to put up with all this. But we found a lovely place for him where they already had like a old lady Great Dane that was, you know, probably on her way out. And they were texting me like, oh, he's brought her back to life. She's full of energy. So it was a really good situation.
Oh, I love
that. But the other one was the breed you're referring to, and that's why we ended up not being able to keep him, because when we started needing an apartment again, they were like, no
thank you, it's dumb.
I understand it. Oh, and just
I know.
Yeah, it's not a pit bull, by the way. The lady at the office flat out asked me, which again, there is technically no pit bull breed. Like there's a bunch of like bully breeds, and a lot of dangerous dogs get misidentified as pit bulls or bully breeds all the time, which is part of why they get such a bad rep. But also shitty people tend to adopt bully breeds. Like that just, you know.
Well, that's the thing too. Like pit bulls, they're not trained to be aggressive dogs. They're high energy dogs. They're terriers. Mm-hmm. So they're in the same energetic category as a Yorkie.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, and that's why like Yorkies even are like air quotes purse dogs, and people will try to make them be little still purse dogs, and then they build up energy, and that makes them mean because they're hyper. Mm-hmm. You don't play with them. You don't align with like what their DNA is, and it's the same thing with pit bulls. They're just big.
Yeah.
Like they're bored. Take that dog on a run, and it'll be fine.
Give it a job.
But, something to do. Yeah.
Pay the rent.
Our next, I'm actually really looking forward to working, like getting to train the puppy, because he is so smart. Like he is incredibly smart. He was house trained in one day. I'm talking like reliably house trained. He is a little confused at our place as to which door leads to the outside and which door leads to the grass. And so sometimes, actually 90% of the time, we will see him sitting by one door, just gazing at it longingly, and then like look over at us, and then back at the door, and then over at us, and then back at the door. And I'm like, okay, well, you have the correct idea. It's just the wrong door. So let's go.
It was close.
Yeah.
Cute.
I mean, and it's right. I'm that door does lead to the outside, but just not grass. It's like a little patio area. And I'm like, there's nothing for you to pee on here.
But there might be.
There could be.
If I believe hard enough.
And he loves to people watch. It is the funniest thing because he'll, like, again, walk out on our little patio area and he'll just sit and just gaze through the fence at people and watch them walk by and just observe. And Bea is an absolute nuisance. I know I sound like I have a favorite now. I don't, but I do appreciate that this puppy is more calm and collected and just less all over the place than our guy, because he will run and I'm like, don't you.
Bea's more like Ryan and puppy's more like you. You have the Troy and Abed of dogs going on.
That is a very good point, actually. 100%.
I think you got a dog for the puppy is what it's sounding like.
Yeah.
Kind of. The dog is like, yes. And the puppy's like, hi.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a good time and lay on the couch.
Which that's so great. Cute. They wear each other out during the day. Like they play hard and they play fight hard. But again, I'm always watching for like signs, and they're both very clearly playing because they are doing like the play bow and sneezing into each other's mouths, and you know. Which I just don't understand. The funniest thing, I wish I had been able to get it on camera, and I'm going to watch and see if they do it again. The puppy tried to jump over Bea, and he got stuck. And so his back legs, he was like seesawing. He was literally stuck. Like his front legs were on the ground, but his back legs and body were stuck on across Bea's back. And Bea just started spinning. And so it was literally like this like windmill of dog. And it was... It was great.
It's funny.
So cute. Oh, well, I'm glad that you have a new puppy, and I'm sorry that your day was abysmal, but now we know if we have to take him in the car and we might encounter an incident, there are plans to be made.
Oh, yes. Yep. We're going to just lay down a tarp automatically just in case. Or get one of those dog hammocks.
Find an explosion of good fortune on some stairs or in your car. You can fake the dog's magic butthole.
Oh my gosh.
What was it in Unas Honest with the goats? It's just a blessing. Being blessed.
Yeah. Goat yoga.
Be blessed. Go forward.
You get pooped on in goat yoga. It's a blessing.
Of course. I will accept that 100%. But yes, thank you all so much for listening to my interesting day today. If you have also had an interesting day, especially if it involves dog poop, please do let us know. We can all share our miserable poop stories together.
God.
And thanks to Mackenzie for being here. And also thanks to Maddie for being here. Thanks to me for being here. Thanks to all of us for being here. But especially, most importantly, thank you, dear consumer of this media, for being here. Please do come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Bye.
Bye.